The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hello there. I'm Eric. Albin.
Hey, Eric.
You're Albin.
Hi, Eric.
And now listen, what? We have to warn the audience here. Today's a big day.
It is.
Today, it's an all-Yale panel.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Metaxas, class of 84. Naomi Wolf, class of 84. John Zmirak, class of 86, I think.
Yeah.
And then Monday, class of... Michael Knowles, class of, like, I don't know, 5 minutes ago. But the idea that in spite of the Marxist indoctrination and cultural pressure at a place like Yale, nonetheless, people could escape the system or gulag, as it were, and be free thinkers. It's an extraordinary thing. So in a couple of minutes, we're talking to Naomi Wolf. Yeah. She's the one... I blame her for us getting kicked off of YouTube.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
But she blames me for getting me kicked off YouTube. Okay. So we're going to talk to her about that. But I'm not kidding. She's the reason, sort of. You'll see.
Yeah.
And which means that a feather in her cap.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got Zmirak. But we got to talk about a number of things here. Okay. First of all, I want to say where I'm going to be going tomorrow and the next couple of weeks. I'm traveling a lot these days.
You are.
But I'm getting paid less. Because whenever you have a book coming out, you lower your fee because you want to promote the book. So I have Is Atheism Dead is coming out. So I'm just traveling constantly. And if you want to know where I will be, you could just call up my parents. Actually, they don't know. Nobody knows. You have to go to the website, ericmetaxas.com. But I say this, folks, because... I'll be a broken record from now till doomsday. Unless you're subscribed to my newsletter at ericmetaxas.com, you can't keep up because we keep changing things. For example, tomorrow I'm flying to Birmingham, Alabama. Larry Taunton, Fixed Point Foundation. Tremendous conference. Sam Sorbo, Tom Askell, Larry Taunton, top of the list. Amazing. Next week I'm going to be in St. Louis, Missouri. The end of next week, I'm speaking in Plymouth, Massachusetts, Saturday night, and then twice on Sunday morning. After that, we go to Saratoga Springs, Seattle, Edmonton, Washington State, Fort Lauderdale, Washington, D.C. Big event on the Mall in D.C. on the evening of 9/11. Folks, we don't have all the information yet, but I'm going to be emceeing. This is the 20th anniversary. Mark your calendars because I think you're going to want to be there. This is the 20th anniversary of 9/11. The 20th anniversary.
Wow.
The Mall in D.C. has been reserved by Sean Foyt and Let Us Worship for both nights, the 11th and the 12th. The 12th is going to be a normal Let Us Worship event. The 11th is going to be an event where we remember the fallen heroes. I have to tell you, we've got some big names coming. I don't want to say yet until everybody's confirmed, but that's going to be in Washington, D.C. on September 11th. The last time Sean Foyt did an event there was like last October, and it had nothing to do with 9/11. It was just an event on the Mall in D.C. last October. 40,000 people showed up.
Wow.
And I can't remember all their names, but I know the number, 40,000. So this time, because it's the 20th anniversary of 9/11, this is going to be a big deal. So I feel really honored that I'm going to be a part of it.
And
still trying to work out the
in
details.
In December, you're preaching on the moon.
In December, I'm preaching on the moon?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Aren't you? I'm looking at your schedule at ericmetaxas.com. It says
Moon. you're just following. You're getting confused. It's Billings, Montana.
Oh,
I'm going to be December 6th or 7th. I'm going to be in Billings, Montana. But it's far away. I can understand how you could screw that up.
Yeah.
Okay, so but I'm excited. So folks, go to ericmetaxas.com and please, I don't know, you know, I have to think about a more persuasive way because I know there are people that I bump into them everywhere I go. Yeah. Friends.
Yes.
And I say, you subscribe to the newsletter? No. I'm looking
folks, if everybody would sign up, then Eric wouldn't have to mention it anymore. But there's still
The reason I say it is because people constantly say, where are you going to be? When are you going to be?
I know.
How do I get the video of you and Naomi Wall? How do we get that? You have to subscribe to the newsletter, ericmetaxas.com. We've been bumped off YouTube. Maybe I haven't mentioned this.
No.
We've been bumped off YouTube, so you need to subscribe to the newsletter at ericmetaxas.com. Do me a favor. Subscribe your whole family. Subscribe your friends. Get your church email list and subscribe them all. Because if you don't like it, you can unsubscribe in a millisecond. But I'm telling you, we need your help. When you get kicked off YouTube, it's a huge thing. And so I just need everybody's help. Okay.
Yes.
Ready?
Yes.
Tomorrow. Pat Boone. We didn't air the whole of his segment. There's like an hour left. I mean, we talked to him for a long time. So don't miss that tomorrow. But even kookier.
Yes.
Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Sadar, not Albin Sadar, Tony Sadar, who I believe is your twin brother.
He is.
Okay.
I am 5 minutes older than he, yes.
All right, so he has to defer to you.
Me. I'm, yes,
but,
the
did you
elder.
Ever see, did you ever see, yes, like, a, have a dream where there's, like, all these bushels of hay and they're all bowing down to the younger one
all
who would
time.
Be Tony? Have you ever seen that dream?
All the time.
All right, so, now, Albin, yesterday, we aired an Ask Metaxas segment, and we also aired, is it a reader writes, or what do we call it, the mailbag?
Yeah, a listener writes.
A listener writes?
Yeah.
We're going to be doing these more often. We're trying to get our act together, and we've got a little bit more help on the radio side here. So we're going to be doing those more often. We're going to air another one next week. You'll see, but it's really a fun thing. We're going to do more of these kind of comedic segments. Actually, these are not really comedic. These are informational segments.
Yes.
Not with a guest, just the two of us doing that. We're going
to
do that.
When we do comedic segments, they usually turn out to be sad.
I know. Kind of sad. You want to kill yourself in a good way. In a good way.
Very good.
You got to be positive. Now,
Please. Listen.
Okay. The other thing that I want to talk about on this program more often is kind of like our lives. We do that now and again, but I always think I want to let people know, what am I reading? What are the when I go home and I'm exhausted?
Yeah.
What do I watch on the TV, for example? And a couple of things I watched recently. Last night, my friend Seth Ward kept saying to me, "You should check out My Octopus Teacher. It won the Oscar for Best Documentary this last year."
Yeah.
And it's always hard to find anything that I like on Netflix, Amazon, because my wife and I, we're not so much into stabbings or satanic stuff. That's just us. So to find something, I saw My Octopus Teacher. So we watched it. It was so beautiful that I always want to be recommending things to folks, right? And I don't mean Christian stuff or conservative stuff. We do that all the time. I just mean stuff. Done by people who don't self-identify as Christian or conservative. What just nice people doing wonderful things. My Octopus Teacher, it's a film about a guy who went through a really dark time in his life. And it ends up that he does a lot of diving, not scuba diving, snorkeling, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Because you have no tank. You got to be able to hold your breath a long time. And he lives in South Africa, and it is one of the most visually beautiful films you'll ever see.
Yeah.
But very moving about his relationship. This sounds like a joke with an octopus. When you understand how intelligent octopi are, it'll be tough for me to eat octopus again. Oh, I'll do it, but it'll be tough.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding because it's just, I don't want to say anymore, but it's fascinating. My Octopus Teacher.
It's good there's no lobster teacher because you just had two big lobsters up in Maine. And
that's right.
You couldn't eat them again then.
And then the other day, Suzanne and I watched, actually, no, I just watched it. We watched this together a couple months ago, but I rewatched it. A film, I don't know, it's probably on BritBox or something called Effie Gray. And it's starring Dakota Fanning, whom I'd never known as, just the name of a young actress. But it's about John Ruskin. He was a 19th century art critic, very famous all throughout the 19th century. But he had a horrible, loveless marriage with this sweet young woman named Effie Gray. Just a very affecting film, yeah. I thought. But yeah. I just want to tell people I'm watching stuff. Okay, and then last night I watched another documentary on John and Yoko, which was not that good. Okay, so when we come back, we're talking to my Yale classmate and the reason that we're losing a lot of money because we were kicked off of YouTube. Naomi Wolf, don't go away.
L.A. lady, seamstress for the band.
Hey there, folks. How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? What, like four? The truth is, I know there are millions of people, in fact, some say over 100 million people struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise, just getting older. That could do it, getting older, which is why I am so impressed with Pete and Seth Talbot. They are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. Seriously, they recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, even general muscle aches and pains, then I'm suggesting you order their 3-week quick start, still discounted to only $19.95, about a dollar a day to see if we can get you out of pain too. And then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com, 800-500-8384. I use it. It works. Check it out.
Hey, folks, are you concerned about memory loss for you or a loved one? VivaLore's founder prayed that God would show her the solution to memory loss because her mother had dementia. After many divine encounters combining faith and her background as a pharmacist, Susan Gibson created VivaLore Memory Support. VivaLore is a premium quality all-natural supplement with 5 to 20 times more nutrients than any other memory supplement. It won awards and has 3 books independently written about it. Visit VivaLore.com for testimonials about the life-changing improvements people have experienced. VivaLore is for those with normal memory, mild or severe memory loss. Don't wait until your memory slips. The pathology starts 20 years before your first memory loss symptom. That's VivaLore, VivaLore.com. Check it out. Remember, VivaLore is a premium quality all-natural supplement with 5 to 20 times more nutrients than any other memory supplement. VivaLore is V-I-V-O-L-O-R at VivaLore.com. Enter promo code 20 for 20% off. VivaLore.com, V-I-V-O-L-O-R.com.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere.
Ladies and gentlemen, remember I promised that I would find out who was responsible for getting me kicked off of YouTube with my 220,000 subscribers and how that was monetizing everything. We traced it. It wasn't easy. Albin is a real incredible detective, and we discovered that it was all the fault of my classmate from Yale, 1984, Naomi Wolf. And we thought, let's see if we can coax her onto the program. I'm not telling her why she's on the program. I just wanted to surprise her. And here she is, Naomi Wolf. Naomi, welcome.
Thank you. This is terrible news.
No, it's not terrible news. It's why you're a hero, because you didn't even know this. And this is why I thought, wouldn't it be fun to surprise you with this happy news? First of all, before anybody says anything else, let me introduce you more properly. You're the author of many books, The End of America, which is really, unfortunately, very important to where we are today. Also the author of Outrageous, and you're the CEO of DailyClout.io, Daily Clout. Okay, Naomi, you didn't know this, but just to set up our larger conversation, because of course it applies to you and being knocked off of Twitter, which you were. We were being bothered by YouTube because they have these creepy communist community standards. Not that there's anything wrong with being oppressive and Marxist. It's a free country. So we tried to comply, and so we wouldn't post things where people talked about, you know, obscene things like whether we should have vaccine passports or whether the election had been conducted in the way that the founders set up so that, you know, people can actually choose their leaders. We tried not to post anything really controversial and evil on YouTube. But every now and again, something would slip past us, and they gave us a strike here, a strike there. And we were, I think, days away, literally, from finally being cleared. And they went back 2 months to find the interview that I did with you Remember that offensive interview where we were just spewed, you know, profanities and stuff? You remember that interview? They found that interview where we discussed vaccine passports, and they said, aha, boom, strike three, and they took down our entire channel. So I wanted to say that that is where we are in America. You already know this. It's why you're doing everything you're doing. But I say that, and I'm not kidding, with pride in our being kicked off and in your being the ostensible reason that they gave, because we should be proud to be censored by the cultural Marxists. So I thought I'd start there and then say, hey, how's your summer going?
Oh, my gosh. Well, let me just, this is head blowing information or mind blowing information. I'm so sorry. I think I had heard, you know, that there had been some issues with Twitter and your show. I'm sorry, with YouTube and your show.
Yeah.
But I had no idea. They verbally told you that I was the reason, or they said,
well, we forced them to say, like, hey, what's the issue? And they cited the interview I did with you, I think April 2nd or something like that. But the point is, look, it's largely irrelevant. They're looking for anything. You know, Stalin said, you know, show me the man and I will find you the crime. They just wanted to ban me and the Eric Metaxas show from YouTube, just as they wanted to ban you from Twitter, because evidently we're dangerous. We went to Yale, we're smart, we speak the cultural language, and we see through the baloney, and we talk about it. By God's grace, we have the ability to do that, and they don't like it. And so that's why you were banned from Twitter. And I'm sure I really am curious. I want to ask you, because we haven't spoken with you on the program since then, what's going on with you? Being banned from Twitter for somebody like you is really significant. I'm ashamed that I'm still on Twitter.
Oh, no, don't. I mean, don't be. We're kind of trading censorship platforms. I've also been frozen now from YouTube, or Daily Cloud has been frozen from YouTube. But I see kind of a pattern. I think we're very threatening cultural commentators, of course, but I do see a pattern, which is that there are a couple of real no-go areas. And you know, vaccine passports were the reason, or a video about vaccine passports YouTube said to you was the reason, which I think is very, very interesting, because YouTube froze us on May 31st, Daily Clout, when we uploaded a video of a citizen in Oregon, in a small town in Oregon. Her name is Luna Singer. She's wheelchair bound. She's disabled. And nonetheless, or, you know, she talked about how being wheelchair bound and disabled did not prevent her from lobbying successfully with Senator Kim Thatcher, a Republican of Oregon, for her bill 872 to ban vaccine passports. So the dial keeps circling around vaccine passports and around Dr. Fauci and gain of function research, because Twitter, as you may recall, or you may not know this, because Twitter told everyone that I was banned for vaccine misinformation. The real reason is that I posted a video of my husband, who's a PI, reading Dr. Ralph Barrick's CV, in which he clearly identified gain of function research and his work on a gain of function committee. And of course, Dr. Fauci had been telling Congress that he had never funded gain-of-function research. And it was right there. You know, the millions of dollars were right there. The gain-of-function research was right there. And that got 74,000 views before Twitter suspended me. And then, and I'm almost done with my riff about this, then a Twitter spokesperson went proactively. Like, no one really knew I was suspended. But Twitter made sure everyone knew I was suspended and gave the wrong reason, vaccine misinformation. They went to all these major news outlets like the BBC, Yahoo, and told them that I had been suspended for vaccine misinformation. So I'm glad you haven't yet had the global reputational attack via Twitter's communications office, but I'm horrified that, you know, that YouTube suspended you. And I can't help noticing that vaccine passports, which are a gold mine for tech companies, including Microsoft, and Dr. Fauci and gain of function research, seem to be these kind of radioactive areas.
Well, listen, I'm jealous that I did not merit being, you know, offered up to Yahoo and BBC and whatever. Honestly, we've all got to be louder and braver. And but it just thrills me, honestly, that we're over the same target roughly. Because, look, this is crazy. I mean, they say vaccine misinformation or whatever. How dare anyone in America tell us what to say or not to say? I can spread false information all day long. In other words, this is the very idea that there's somebody policing what we say. I mean, if you're saying things that are genuinely dangerous, I think most Americans would say, no, in this case, this is important. We know this is nonsense. We know that the information being spread by the official people on vaccines is misinformation, disinformation. Yeah. We know that. So the very people policing this are the people that have vested interests, and they are frankly lying, and they're trying to demonize anybody who even questions them. We're not simply spreading information. We're questioning them, asking them to clarify. They refuse to do it. So, listen, we're just thrilled that you're on this. But what have you been doing since you've been on Twitter, since you were knocked off of Twitter? What's going on in your life? Where are you today?
Thank you for asking. Well, it was very, very relaxing to be off of Twitter. but also, you know, as I mentioned, pretty extraordinary and shocking and damaging to have this, you know, big tech company assiduously going to my employers, because I write for, you know, The Guardian, I write for The Daily Beast, I write for these publications. And telling them that I was not credible.
Okay, I didn't make that connection. So that is a very big deal.
It's big.
That is chilling, chilling, and it makes you understand you're living in a Marxist cultural climate. What else is this?
Well, I want to go somewhere very specific with this, Eric, because you kindly invited me on your show. I am now inviting you into Donald Trump's lawsuit because I've joined, or I'm seeking to join, my application is under review, this class action lawsuit, which not just former President Trump, whom I didn't vote for, with whom I don't agree, but I agree that he has the right to, you know, not be censored and silenced and defamed by big tech companies, and thousands of other people are joining forces to sue big tech, America First, policy, very good lawyers, and you know, other distinguished attorneys are bringing forward this class action suit, and I think it's very, very important because it is damaging to you with a podcast to, you know, be deplatformed. It's damaging reputationally if they decide to tell people the reason was vaccine misinformation. It's certainly damaging and scary and unprecedented that the White House spokesperson, Jen Psaki, is identifying American citizens by name.
But how can Americans not rise up en masse on something like this? I mean, how have we allowed ourselves to be so ignorant, to become so ignorant of the basics of what American freedom is and has been? Folks, I'm talking to Naomi Wolf. We'll be right back. Folks, I'm talking to Dr. Naomi Wolf, author of The End of America and Outrages, and the CEO of Daily Clout. Naomi, we're talking about crazy things. You, have, I guess, identified as a feminist and a liberal, but the world has changed so dramatically that the people in the Democratic Party today, they don't really seem to push back against this kind of censorship and this kind of thing. They seem to have morphed into hard left radicals who feel, wait, if we've got the power, we're all for censorship. In the 50s, when it was being used against us, we cared about freedom. Suddenly, we're not even going to talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, I wish I could say you're wrong. I think it's even worse, and this is so painful for me. Like, my conversations these days are like, you know, confession, or they're so morally painful. You're right. I think it's worse than the Democratic leadership is tolerating wholesale censorship of voices critical of medical coercion, conservative voices, a former president, and so on. I think a lot of this direction is coming from the DNC and coming from the White House. And that's why it is important to have these lawsuits, because then you get discovery and you see what kind of collusion is there. I mean, for Dr. Fauci to be chatting with, you know, Mark Zuckerberg and coordinating messaging of a health agency paid for with our tax dollars, with a tech company that is going to have double-digit billion-dollar profits from lockdowns, right? That is, you know, incredibly questionable and needs to be investigated, you know, if not criminal. So I think that, unfortunately, you know, the Democrats won. They want to make it a one-party state. They're doing it in alliance with big tech, maybe in alliance with other superpowers that are not our friends, who want to see us, you know, a one-party state that's biddable. And they're doing it systematically. I mean, it's not going to end. I can tell you exactly what's going to happen. It's so clear. They're going to silence all dissenting voices, and then they're going to start ramping up punishments. And they're going to start linking dissent. I mean, it's a social credit system that we talked about in the video that got us deplatformed, right? Or that got you deplatformed. I'm so sorry. But it's going to go to professional consequences, income consequences. You're going to see more people going through what I think Jordan Peterson went through, which is, you know, Google suspending them so they can't email, or I think Ben Shapiro, again, I need to check, but I believe he said that Amazon, you know, servers wouldn't host him anymore. I mean, there's an infrastructure of tech that doesn't just support our podcasts and our communications and videos. You know, it supports businesses. It supports, you know, people being able to email their mom. And you're going to start seeing, just like they're trying to create vaccine refugees who are unwilling to get vaccinated with an experimental technology, you're going to start seeing dissent refugees who are singled out. And you are asking me, how is this happening? Why are Americans not up in arms? I can tell you that because I get these emails every day. When I got deplatformed from Twitter, I got so many emails from respectable journalists saying, I support you. I'm so sorry this happened to you. And when I said, okay, well, will you please say that publicly? They're like, I can't. I'm afraid they'll deplatform me. Or when it comes to my reporting on lockdowns and on vaccines and on all the things we're dealing with, this medical tyranny, I get journalists saying, I really respect what you're doing. Then I'm like, well, will you report on it? They're like, no, I have a mortgage. I have children. So
okay, look,
it is 1930.
You should send them a coward t-shirt. Honestly, because I wrote a book about Germany in the 30s, I have to say, ladies and gentlemen, if you do not speak up, let's be really clear. You're part of the problem. When you say, I can't do it because of this, this, and this, let's be clear. You are part of the problem. Don't pretend it's like the Nazi saying, well, I blew the brains out of the elderly Jewish woman because I was just taking orders. I had to do it. You didn't have to do it. There was a price to pay if you didn't do it. You were unwilling to pay the price. I can't believe, Naomi, that I'm saying that this is where we are. When I talk to people all the time and they just act like, if I was alive at that time, I would have stood up to the Nazis. I would have said, well, you're alive now. And you're not doing anything. You're not posting publicly about it. You're not standing in solidarity. You're part of the problem. And will you wake up when it's too late, like people like Niemoller, Martin Niemoller, who was with the Nazis, and then suddenly he woke up, but it was too late. By the time he woke up, it was game over.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you're 1,000% right, and you know better than most people how historically relevant that time is, and how quickly it takes 6 months, like 6 months from now, you know, when they say they're deploying, you know, volunteers to knock on your door. I've seen those contracts, as I, you know, often mention, my husband's a PI. I've seen those contracts for who those people are. They're not volunteers. They're going to be paid $30 an hour. They're harvesting data. And, you know, some of them have like really scary backgrounds, right? They're not people you want to have knocking on your door. They're there to get information. You know, there's public resistance to a vaccine passport. So they are going to create a digital database, come hell or high water, by knocking on your door, talking to your neighbors, you know, accosting your kids when they, you know,
this is why if you can have a gun, folks, honestly, you should never let anyone on your property like this. Threaten them. Because this is where we are today. Do not play along. These people are the enemies of your children and the enemies of freedom. And if you don't stand up, it is on you. Just saying. We'll be right back talking to Naomi Wolf. Don't go away. Hey there, folks. We're talking to Naomi Wolf. Naomi, we're talking about some heavy stuff here. I guess I want to go back to this idea that, you know, the reason, one of the reasons that I'm a conservative is not because I agree with every conservative person, but I think many of us have kind of smelled this in the wind, that this is where things are going. And when people talk about, you know, American values or whatever, the question is, do they really mean it? Or the moment they can change course, they'll change course. And I think that that's kind of where we are, not just with the Democrats, but with, you know, what I call rhinos. These are people that they don't care about values. They don't really believe in these values. And they're just kind of drifting along and they understand what they need to say. But it is particularly horrifying. I'm normally, you know, talking to conservatives about the Republicans who are less than useless. But is there anybody in the Democratic Party who understands the threat to every American? I mean, are anybody that you're in touch
anyone
with?
Anyone in the Democrat? Oh, wow. I mean, it's interesting. I hear from people, but they're scared, you know, and these are different people than the journalists who are professionally scared. These are people around me who are starting to realize something's terribly wrong are in an existential crisis. I mean, I talked to Dave Rubin yesterday, and he's journeyed away from liberalism to conservatism. And as I was talking to him, I started to tear up because I was realizing this is like an exile, a psychological exile. And I think many people from the left are in that kind of existential crisis, but I don't think they're brave enough, especially now. I think it's easier to be brave, honestly, if you're a libertarian or a conservative right now against these things than if you're in the tent.
Sure.
Because I'm hearing things, I'm talking about 1933 again, I'm hearing things from intelligent leftists and liberals, thoughtful, educated people that I never thought I'd hear in my life. Like, don't send me information. You know, like, I don't want to know. I don't want to see the peer-reviewed studies that contradict what the spokespeople are saying. Don't, you know, or sentences like, don't you know that most experts don't agree with you? You know, like, most experts didn't agree with Galileo. You know, most experts didn't agree with abolitionists. You know, they're like, that's how history moves forward.
No, but I mean, look, that's the point. That's exactly the point. I've written about Galileo in the book coming out in the fall. And it's comedy because Galileo, everybody thinks it was the church. Actually, it wasn't the church. It was Aristotelians in the universities. And it's kind of complicated. But the issue is they refused to look through his telescopes because they knew that if they looked in the telescopes, it would be clear as a bell. So they refused. So they scorned the telescope. They scorned the whole thing. They had to make fun of him in the way that they have to make fun of anyone whom they don't like. And they think, well, I don't have an argument. So I'll just say, you're a bigot. You're a racist. You're this. You're that. You're a Trump supporter. Whatever they need to use, because the arguments have fled. They have no arguments.
Right.
But that's a chilling moment.
It's a terrifying moment, and terrible things happen. As Heine said, where they burn books, soon they will burn people. I hope it's Heine. You will correct me if
it's
it wasn't.
It's Heinrich Heine. Actually, it's funny because when I discovered that quote, I thought, this was 100 years. This is the German poet, right. Heinrich Heine, who wrote this 100 years before the Nazis. Wow.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a terrifying moment, and I'm actually getting chills talking about it because you see it in public discourse. Like, when people came at me, or, you know, Matt Gaetz of CNN, they keep saying, she's bonkers, but they don't refute my arguments.
They
don't
can't. They're scared
debate
to death.
Me. And I keep inviting them to debate me, and they won't do it, right? It's all invective. And seeing this in mainstream media, not just with me, but with important news stories, Rand Paul did the right thing in asking Dr. Fauci whether he wanted to retract what he said and claiming he had not funded gain-of-function research. The evidence is in. I mean, we talked about it. I was deplatformed for it. You know, Rand Paul has it in his dossier. So many scientists can attest to it. It's on the NIH website. They funded gain-of-function research. And instead of addressing or asking questions of Dr. Fauci, MSNBC and, you know, CNN and all these news sites were like, he's so wacko. He's so out there. You know, let's talk about this pop star who's 18, who we can get on and make her agree with you.
Yeah.
I mean, it is not a mature democracy anymore. And when people start calling names instead of engaging with the evidence or debate, you're not heading toward totalitarianism. You're in totalitarianism, and then anyone can be otherized, and anything can happen. Like, this is where we're at. When you have the Enlightenment and you have debate and you're grounded in facts, you have to have policy that is restrained by facts. It can't go too far. Someone will say, where's the evidence? This is crazy. And that's why we keep coming back from the brink, right? Like, you know, with the communist witch hunts and so on, you know, where's the evidence? Where's the evidence? Or any craziness. Like, people go off the rails in national leadership all the time. But when the Enlightenment says you need to provide the evidence or we need to scrutinize it, you get hearings, you get trials, you get Watergate, you get the Pentagon Papers and so on. Now we're in a time where any kind of corruption or brutality can take place. People can be disappeared, right? And everyone will just say, well, that's ridiculous. Or, you know, well, she's a wacko who says that. And that's what you and I are experiencing. First, we're silenced. Right. Or even Rand Paul is kind of being silenced and marginalized to just a few outlets. And then whatever evidence, you know, can be brought forward is discounted because they don't want to look in the telescope.
Well, Rand Paul, I have to say, he is one of the tiny handful of heroes out there today. And he will be president of the United States by the grace of God at some point. He is the kind of person we need. And I was astonished at the way Fauci responded or didn't respond. Let's be blunt. I think Fauci is scared to death. He knows he could go to jail. He could be threatened with jail time. He could be as vilified in American culture as he has been lionized. He could be Dr. Death when this stuff comes out. So the idea, to my mind, is that these people have used their power to play this game, hoping the clock would run out and they would never be discovered. I think they're in for a rude awakening. I pray that that's the case. We're going to be right back talking to Naomi Wolf. Don't go away. Before we return to Naomi Wolf.
Wow, what a conversation.
And, oh, my gosh. Oh. And then we're going to get to John Zmierik. We have an important announcement. We just discovered, at least I just discovered, seconds ago via Albin, that our Nutramedics discount, when you use the code ERIC, they changed it from 20 to 30%. But somehow it got messed up, so people trying it today or yesterday would not have gotten the 30% when you use the code ERIC. So we want you to know now it is back to 30%. They've extended it through this week. Ladies and gentlemen, take advantage of this because this is not normal. This is not some game we're playing. They did this as a special thing because we were kicked off of YouTube, and they said they want to bless our audience. 30% off if you use the code Eric.
And that's through Friday night, midnight Eastern time. Okay. Friday night, tomorrow night,
right.
30%. Then Saturday,
okay.
The weekend.
So this is like there's
20.
No time. If you thought of going there, look, 20% discount is great to begin with. So if you use the code Eric at any time there, you get 20% off. And their products, we've talked about them. I really believe in the company and I believe in their products. But and I obviously use the products.
Yeah.
But if you can get it at 30%, maybe you're not sure you want to try it out, now would be the time. So go to Nutramedics.com. Take advantage of this. So that's today and tomorrow only. It ends tomorrow at midnight Eastern time.
Yeah, sorry about the confusion, but get it now. Get it now.
Nutramedics.com. Well, this is a very generous thing that they
great.
Would do.
They are terrific people. So.
Oh, and. Oh,
yes, and.
Since we're on the subject of discounts, literally the other day, Mike Lindell literally called me up out of the blue and he said, you have to tell your listeners, and I haven't done a good job with this, but I'm telling you now. He said that we have a special towel offer. Now, we know about the towels. They are
great.
Here's what's comical. They actually work. In other words,
yes,
a lot of times you use a towel and it just there's that creepy feeling like it's not doing its job of like sucking up the water. It's kind of like moving the water around on your body. That's not good. Towel, you had one job. So Mike Lindell, he's talked about this, this towel technology, this, you know, that they don't coat it with this stuff that makes it feel like glossy and wonderful in the store, but then it doesn't work. Anyway, all those towels at MyPillow.com have been reduced. The set of six towels from $109.99. If you use the code Eric, I think you have to go to Radio Listener Specials at MyPillow.com. Radio Listener Specials, you'll see it. Click on the code Eric. Reduced from $109.99 to $39.99. I mean, that's kind of nuts, but he literally called me up to tell me this. So this is evidently a big deal. I don't know how many hosts get that. He made it sound like it's just you and Mike Gallagher and somebody else. So just go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials. Use the code Eric. But that's a great
and
discount.
This is no lie. Ann and I have been using the same towels. We have washed them, but we've been using the same towels since Christmas 2019 when we got it free when we were at the Christmas special.
And I have literally never seen you dripping wet.
No,
I mean, that's
never,
hand to God. Never seen you dripping wet.
Great towels. They still absorb.
They work
still
so
great.
Well
they
that
still
if you just slip
good.
Them into a room, they
there
act as a dehumidifier.
Yep.
They suck all the moisture
That's beautiful.
Right in. It's
we got
freaky.
Something else to say, too, don't you?
No.
You don't?
No.
Oh, come on.
What?
Well, I don't know. There's always something. John Smirik's coming up after Naomi Wolf. We got still, what, another 10
I'll
minutes?
I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
You can order my books at mystore.com. Some of the prices are really low when you use the code Eric. Others are a little bit higher than Amazon or Barnes & Noble or whatever. But a lot of people want to just, you know, buy it from somebody that they can believe in. So you have to check and whatever. And then don't forget Christian book distributors. They usually have good prices. But anyway, please sign up for the newsletter. Maybe I've never mentioned that before. But if you don't do it, folks, we're coming after you. We're going to go knocking door to door. And we're going to ask, did you get signed up
or
not?
We're going to knock out the Biden people and we're going to come
and
we're
going to come. We're going to pay our people more to go door to door. All right. We'll be back with Naomi Wolf. Stay tuned. Crazy, crazy important conversations.